This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here with another statement of fact on day 32. Congress and the White House are really, really lucky this whole thing is happening when the economy is doing really well. But for some businesses, not those household names that Kimberly was just talking about, but for smaller businesses, the shutdown economic margin of error is pretty thin. Marketplace's Janet Babin has that one.
The hot grill at Bub and Pop's restaurant in Washington, D.C. was welcome relief for customers coming in from the freezing cold. 37. But the lunch crowd was thin. It's been getting worse every day since the shutdown began, says co-owner Arlene Wagner.
We would have at least 10 to 15 people in line, and as you can see, there's only three people waiting at the counter.
Even for a holiday, business was so slow yesterday that Wagner closed early. But Wagner says she's trying to keep normal hours.
I'm reviewing every bill that we get in to see what could we not pay now.
But if there's no change, Wagner may have to let some employees go. She says business is off by about 25%. And since the restaurant industry often operates on single-digit margins, that's a big deal, says David Henkes with research and consulting company Technomic.
And when you have this situation where, you know, weather and government shutdowns and all of these things are impacting, it's just a whammy to their bottom line that some of them may not recover from.
And it's not just D.C. Any eatery near a federal office complex is at risk from these pressures, even an iconic Harlem fixture like Melba's, where patrons get their fix of fried catfish and eggnog waffles. Owner Melba Wilson says her business is down 20% since the shutdown began. She served free lunches today for federal employees. She knows it won't solve all their problems, but
I felt that I had to do something. And being from the South and my family being from Harlem, we do everything over food.
Chances are the furloughed workers getting a free meal today will remember Melba's once they go back to work. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.